welcome. You are tuned in to another episode of Mountain Song and Story right here on Radio Bristol. I'm your host, Tony Doman, and here on the program each and every week, I find and feature themes related to Appalachian culture and then play songs and feature tales and stories all about our topic of choice. Today is January 7th, 2021. But if things were a little bit different, just yesterday could have been Christmas Day. Appalachia's Old Christmas, or sometimes called Little Christmas in other traditions and customs, was originally celebrated on January 6th, a tradition that dates back some 2,000 years when following the Julian calendar. A change happened in 1752 that led to England and Scotland officially adopting the Gregorian calendar, which eliminated an additional 11 days in the calendar. And it's really interesting to think about the immigrants that came to Appalachia from these regions like England and Scotland coming to Appalachia and settling down and still keeping that traditional January 6th date as Christmas. Well, Old Christmas also has quite a few quirky traditions and beliefs, including animals who speak at midnight and water turning into wine. We'll be diving into some of the details and the history of Old Christmas here on today's show. And welcome to the new year. I am thrilled to be here with you working on this program to bring you all sorts of interesting folklore about the region from the past and stories of the people that are in the here and now. So let's get into some music to kick things off this new year and this hour. You are listening to Mountain Song and Story right here on Radio Bristol.
Sun, and this will be our year, took a long time to come. Don't let go of my hand now, the darkness has gone. This will be our year, took a long time to come. And I won't forget the way you held me up when I was down. And I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you. You gave me faith to go.
When the bells all ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing, will I be with you, or will I be among the missing? Maybe it's much too early in the game. Just the same, what are you doing, New Year's Eve? Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that
Ella Fitzgerald with What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? And the Zombies to kick things off for our show today. This will be our year. I'm really hoping so. Trying to play some positive, new year, new me kind of music here on the show today. And we are talking all about old Christmas in Appalachia, which has a really interesting history of how this tradition got here in the first place. So we're going to dive into that now. According to an article by James Buchanan called The History of Christmas, January 6th is, of course, always referred to as Old Christmas. And the tale begins with Julius Caesar, who in 45 BC ordered a 12-month calendar to be instituted based on a solar year. Over time, it became obvious that the Julian calendar overcompensated for the length of the year and was adding an extra day every 128 years. So over time, that kind of time added up, and by the late 1500s, equinoxes were falling 10 days earlier, and Easter was falling in the wrong season. So, to compensate, the Gregorian calendar was created and instituted in 1582 by Pope Gregory the VII, I believe, to adjust the slippage. 10 days, 11 minutes, and 15 seconds were deleted to realign the seasons, and Christmas technically moved from December 25th to January 6th. The change took a bit of time to become widespread, coming to the American colonies in 1752 and not being accepted immediately by very many people. Many in the mountains continued to observe Christmas by the old calendar, the Julian calendar, and it was marked by a mix of different traditions. And when we're talking about Christmas here in Central Appalachia, according to a wonderful article from Roadside Theater, which is part of Apple Shop, called Appalachian Christmas Traditions, History, and Legends, in reference to Christmas in Central Appalachia, the smell and stack of applesauce cakes, fried apple and peach pies, pumpkin and mince pies, popcorn balls and peanut butter and chocolate fudge greeted family and friends in a celebration not only of the birth of Christ, but also of family, community, and self-sustenance. The coming of railroads and coal camps brought sufficient changes to Christmas customs in the mountains. Christmas trees, rarely present in Appalachia because of their pagan influence, became a really common sight. And the previous tradition of calling for a Christmas gift, an opportunity for the poor to call upon more prosperous homes for help without the stigma of begging, was abandoned. Coal mining communities began having community Christmas trees and providing each child with Christmas presents. And families in these communities also received packages of fruits and nuts and candies well into the 1960s. Often the cost for these gifts was cut from miners' paychecks. Other changes in the ways Appalachians celebrated the holiday came with soldiers returning from World Wars, both 1 and 2, and from the public school system, which standardized Christmas traditions and paved the way to the end of older individual family practices. And Christmas in Central Appalachia is celebrated in a variety of ways, including some of the older activities, such as shooting matches, games, Christmas pageants, visits from neighbors and family and friends, legends and superstitions common to the mountains have been passed down from generation to generation, though many of the times their origins are forgotten. Still, mountain people have preserved the values of home and family through stories, songs, family gatherings, shared memories, and, of course, a hope for the future. Another article celebrating Old Christmas details some interesting superstitions. I always love talking about superstitions in folklore, and just how things get passed down is always so thought-provoking for me. So here's some about Old Christmas. So these say that these tales say that bees hum from dusk until dawn on Christmas Day, which we're talking about January 6th. Some say that they sing the 100th psalm, which comes out of the hive at midnight, and they swarm as they do in the summertime. So I haven't seen any bees swarming on January 6th, and I didn't this year, but, you know, keep an eye out next time it's Old Christmas. Another article says that in Appalachia, Old Christmas was a time of enchantment. And here are a few of those beliefs. Animals would pray at midnight, either by making a lot of noise or actually beginning to speak when the Holy Spirit descends from earth. Again, haven't seen any talking animals here recently, but of course, you know, we don't know. So, elder bushes would suddenly sprout from the frozen ground, but not grow any higher until spring. Other plants suddenly might flower. Water would transform into wine around midnight, and people would never loan anything to anyone on Old Christmas because they believed they would never be returned it back if it were borrowed on that day on January 6th. So if you lent anything anyone yesterday on the 6th of January, you're probably not going to get it back. So there you have it, a little bit about Old Christmas, or Little Christmas as some call it, which we'll be getting into some of the Irish traditions and superstitions and history of Little Christmas here later on in the show, which is a little bit different from Old Christmas, although it is still called the same, still the same day, just different customs and different places in the world. So interesting stuff. We'll get to that here in a bit. And yeah, I mean, Christmas, who knows? Is it December 25th or was it yesterday? I guess we've pretty much adopted it as January, or rather, it was December 25th, but I think the holidays can be extended a little bit, especially in a time like this year. Okay, so I've got a lot more coming up for you on this hour of Mountain Song and Story, so please stick around. It's going to be a fantastic show. I've had a lot of fun researching and putting this one together for you. And again, I will have all the links and resources to all of our sources that you can find at the Mountain Song and Story blog page after the show, so go check it out if you want to learn more. All right, let's get to some music. We just talked about how it's probably not a good idea to borrow anything from anyone on January 6th. So here's a great song about borrowing some sugar from someone from Waylon Jennings. May I borrow some sugar from you?
You don't know me from Adam, Adam. May I introduce myself to you? I live one floor down below. I hear and know almost everything you do. I used to hear 4 feet dancing. Now I'm counting only two. May I borrow some sugar from you? You can call me nosy neighbor. I'll admit it's mostly true. But it's hard to satisfy a craving. Can you relate to an old sweet tooth? There's coffee all alone every morning. Makes a bitter tasting drink. Can I borrow some sugar from you? Don't know how I got this feeling. Maybe it's because your floor is my ceiling. At times I wish it would just crash on through. There's coffee all a bitter tasting brew. May I borrow some sugar from you? Introduce myself to you. I live one floor down below. I hear and know almost everything you do. I used to hear 4 feet dancing. Now I'm counting only two. May I borrow some sugar from you? Coffee all alone every morning makes a bitter tasting brew. Can I borrow a little sugar from you? And I used to hear 4 feet dancing. Now I'm counting only two. May I borrow some sugar from you? Well, when I was a young man and never been kissed, I got to thinking it over how much I had missed. So I got me a girl and I kissed her, and then, oh Lordy, well, I kissed her again, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
I told her we'd be so happy for the rest of her life. I begged her and I pleaded like a natural man. And in the whoops, oh Lordy, well, she gave me her hand, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, we worked very hard, both me and my wife, working hand in hand to have a good life. We had corn in the field and wheat in the bin, and in whoops, oh Lord, I was the father of twins, because she
sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than the wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, her children they numbered just about four, and they all had a sweetheart a knocking at the door. They all got married and they wouldn't hesitate. I was a whoops, oh Lord, the grandfather of eight, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, now that I'm old and I'm ready to go, I get to thinking what happened a long time ago. Had a lot of kids, a lot of trouble and pain, but then whoops, oh Lordy, will I do it all again? Because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Joy that's hard to hide, and sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems and I get my share, and that's one thing I never meant to do, 'cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? I have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself alone regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood by The Animals, Jimmy Rodgers with Kisses Sweeter Than Wine, and May I Borrow Some Sugar From You by Waylon Jennings. So we had to play some songs related to some of the superstitions and myths surrounding Old Christmas. We had a few there back before the song break. One was about if you borrow something from someone on January 6th, which is Old Christmas, the date of Old Christmas, you may not get it back, so it's a good idea to avoid borrowing something. So we played a borrowing song there, and then we had to have a song about wine, because I've heard that water may turn into wine at midnight. And then Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood by The Animals, because I heard that animals will start speaking in tongues around midnight on Old Christmas. So there is our little set of tunes surrounding some of those superstitions. All right, so we are just chugging through this hour here on Mountain Song and Story, talking about Old Christmas, the traditions of Old Christmas or Little Christmas. And we've got some songs here coming up for you next about some of the good old days. So this is our good old days set here in the hour.
Mm-hmm. me about the good old days. Sometimes it feels like this world's gone crazy. Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so hazy. Did lovers really fall in love to stay? Stand beside each other, come what may. Is promise really something people kept, not just something they would say? Families really bow their heads to pray. Daddies really never go away. Oh, oh, Grandpa, tell me about the good old child again, and I would take a stranger's hand and sing "Auld Lang Syne." Memories faint to perceive what circle near my mind. A new year's eve, just before the bell.
lover that never tells. And I will take a stranger's hand and sing old lang syne. The nuns so sweet can deceive the stealth of passing time.
The well.
share anymore, except the memories of a coal miner's daughter.
Coal Miner's Daughter by Loretta Lynn, a song that needs no introduction. New Year's Eve back there from Jerry Douglas and Grandpa. Let me tell you about the good old days from the Judds. A little good old days music there for you. A little set of thought-provoking songs that'll take you back. So we are talking about Old Christmas here on Mountain Song and Story today. And Old Christmas, if you don't know by now, it is referred to as the date that Christmas might have been and was celebrated in the past, January 6th. It's also has another name called Little Christmas. And in Ireland, this is still a... In Ireland, Little Christmas is still celebrated, and actually women take part in this non-religious tradition, which is called Women's Little Christmas. Historically, Irish women gathered on January 6th to enjoy a break from household chores while men stayed home and took over the cooking and cleaning of the home. Some women were known to head to the pubs, usually places that catered to men at this time, and enjoyed pub fare, and other women gathered in their homes and relaxed and just enjoyed each other's company and the break from all the holiday work. The tradition of Women's Little Christmas is most common in Western Ireland, particularly in Cork and Kerry, where women raised turkeys and sold them at Christmas markets for egg money. And they actually used any of the leftover money to treat themselves. The tradition tended to be more prominent in rural areas as opposed to urban areas of Ireland. And the tradition of Women's Little Christmas And the tradition of Little Christmas has been handed down orally from generation to generation. Some feel it's a little outdated, but many continue it today. Well, from what I gather, mostly today, Little Christmas is a day for people, women, to just get together and celebrate their lives and achievements. And the focus is on honoring sisters and friends and the community of women. It's not necessarily a day to escape hard work and has become more urbanized over time. So there is a little bit about the Irish tradition of Women's Little Christmas. Again, a day celebrated on January 6th. Along with Old Christmas on January 6th instead of December 25th. All right, so I'm going to play you a little Turkey in the Straw now in honor of all those ladies who sold turkeys during Little Christmas.
Frosty wine and the morn. And a drinking good old wine, thinking about that pretty little girl that broke this heart of mine. She is just like a butter rose that blooms in the month of are like some musical instrument that's just been laid like you. Perhaps it's a trip to a foreign land, a trip to France or Spain. But if I should go 10,000 miles, I'm a coming back again. And it's who's a gonna shoe your poor little feet? Who's a gonna glove your little hand? Who's gonna kiss your sweet little lips? Honey, who's gonna be your man? I'll love you till the sea runs dry and the rocks all melt in the sun. I'll love you till the day I die, though you will never be my own. A roving on and a drinking good old wine, thinking about that pretty little girl that broke this heart of mine.
¶¶ myself falling in love. I'm hoping to be. Wind is so cold, is that the reason? Keeping you warm, your hands touching me. Come and dance, my dear. Winter's so cold this year. You are so warm, my wintertime love to be. Wintertime winds, blue and freezing, coming from northern storms in the sea. Love has been lost, is that the reason? Trying so desperately to be free. Come with me, dance, my dear. Winter so cold this year. You are so warm, my wintertime love to be.
Winter time love from the Doors there. Winter's Night from Doc Watson. Winter Grace from Gene Ritchie. Rounding out a little set of winter songs to end our program here today. Thank you so much for tuning in here on today's show with me. Remember, you can catch Mountain Song and Story every Thursday at 4 o'clock right here each and every week on Radio Bristol. You can also check out past programs if you visit the Mountain Song and Story program blog page, which is located on over at listenradiobristol.org. There you can check out all of the information from this show and others, including a list of resources, songs, and everything. If you want to learn more about Appalachia's Old Christmas, go check it out because it's really interesting. It was a lot of fun putting this show together today, and there is a lot more to read about it, so I encourage you to go check it out. Also, while you're on the Listen Radio Bristol site, please check out all of the other amazing programs that we have. Each show has its own program blog, so you can re-listen some of your favorite shows if you miss them live. So please go check it out. All right, folks, I'm going to leave you today with one more song to take you out this hour. I think something to take us all home is pretty fitting. I got some John Denver for you. Thanks again so much for tuning in and hanging out with me. I will catch you next week.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home. Teardrop in my